There are new allegations that officials at the Federal Communications Commission suppressed a report about local television news, analysis which showed that locally owned television stations provide significantly more local news coverage. Major media companies are counting on the FCC to ease restrictions on how many TV stations they can own, and under the last two chairmen, the commission has done just that. NPR's David Folkenflik has details of the report and how the current controversy came up.
In 2003, FCC researchers Keith Brown and Peter Alexander set out to determine whether the ownership structure of a TV station really affected the local news coverage it offers. Former FCC lawyer Adam Kandube is now a law professor at Michigan State University. He often worked closely with the two researchers.
It was a very painful, long process. And they looked through all those data points, and they would figure out, oh, does local weather count as local news? Do we have to add that in? And all that sort of detailed analysis of each broadcast. It took them months.
Here's what they found. In the average half-hour newscast, locally owned stations provided 5.5 more minutes of local news. Kandube says that's convincing.
For people who follow the area closely, it was something that made them turn around and say, that's pretty cool, that's significant.
Alexander and Brown based their research on the work of University of Delaware professor Danilo Janik, who created a database of thousands of local TV news stories from 20 U.S. media markets. The FCC's rulings on media ownership will affect such big national companies as Tribune, which hopes to hold on to major newspapers and television stations in the same markets. That's largely barred under current rules. Other major companies such as News Corp and Sinclair Broadcast Group have stretched FCC regulations as they've expanded their television holdings. They each own several dozen stations across the country. But back in the summer of 2004, Kandube and Janik say, FCC bosses stopped the local news study cold. Staffers were told to destroy or return any copies they had of it. So the report was never released, until this week, following Senate hearings on President Bush's renomination of FCC Chairman Kevin Martin. Senator Barbara Boxer, a California Democrat, surprised Martin after he promised to consider media consolidation carefully.
Well, let me tell you why I have a problem with your answer. I mean, I'm very happy with what you're going to do, but I think there's work that's been done, and it's been stifled, and I don't know who stifled it.
Boxer said someone sent her the report anonymously.
I think this is news, that this kind of work has never seen the light of day. Do you have any clue who may have stopped the release here? Of this report?
As I said, if it's dated in June of 2004, I became chairman in March of 2005.
Were you a commissioner then?
I was a commissioner then.
Okay.
Martin told Boxer he knew nothing about it. His predecessor, Michael Powell, also denied any knowledge of the report in an interview with NPR.
Never saw it, never reviewed it, never ordered it be stifled in any way. So any suggestion that senior level of the commission spiked that report, at least from my vantage point, didn't happen.
Powell says tough limits were needed for radio, but it was time to ease the regulations on how many local TV stations a company could own.
I think that any honest evaluation of the media landscape necessarily, and I think as a matter of intellectual honesty, must include the plethora of exploding new technologies and the kinds of changes they're bringing to the media environment.
Powell says he would have happily considered the FCC study on local news coverage, along with others that he says show corporate owners do a better job. Former FCC lawyer Adam Kandube says Powell and Martin had already made up their minds.
It seems like the agency can be so craven that they want to sort of generate this alternate reality that's consistent with what the commissioners want to see.
Senator Boxer is now calling for an inspector general to investigate the episode. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.
To read a draft of the report and hear more of Senator Boxer, Chairman Martin, and former Chairman Powell, visit npr.org.